Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed. Glad to have you for another big hour of the program. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. We've got Grover Norquist on the program today. This hour, we'll have him at the bottom of the hour. By bottom, I mean the 30 mark of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. He's the president at Americans for Tax Reform. And he gets into exactly what it is Biden's lying about when it comes to the economy. Lying about when he says that he somehow has cut the deficit, he somehow has lowered inflation, he somehow has lowered gas prices, he's done all this. Well, in the real world, we're all going, dude, it's like 70% more for eggs. What are you talking about? So we've got Grover to tell real numbers, tells the real story of the economy, much more going on. Also, should you lock your doors? It's an interesting question, I think. We'll talk about that as well. We'll get your input on that one. You know, it is so busy this hour, literally.
No.
I don't know we have time.
No, sir. I have checked. We have plenty of time. We actually have ample, adequate, more than enough time to play the song.
I took a poll.
It's Wednesday.
With the pollsters,
I said it.
The pollsters
I said it's
said,
Wednesday.
What the pollsters said was, if she weren't so rude to you in the beginning of the show, maybe.
I don't remember what I said at the beginning of the show.
Something nasty, something rude. Something about my age or something.
Me.
Or I'm
Are
old.
You kidding me?
Look at my white hair.
No.
I'm stupid face. I think you call me
not
stupid
today,
face.
Today, anyway. No. It's Wednesday.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So rude.
That'll make you feel better. If you're having a bad day.
Why Carrie is still stuck in 2022. At least he can still sing a little bit in 2022.
So
if you missed it in the first hour for some reason, I asked Carrie the easiest question of the year. I said, what is this year again? Yeah, 2022.
Like I said, I'm tired. It needs to be my Friday.
When I was in school, it would always take, I don't know, until March before I stopped writing the previous year, like on my papers.
Well, when you're writing checks, I mean, I can't remember the last time I actually wrote a check out. But come on now. I know it's 2023. I am pretty sure. I just don't know what happened in that moment. I just had a moment.
What happened was you broke out with some old. It happens to the best of us. Not me yet.
Oh,
it happens to the very best.
Even though you're 888-941-PAGS.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Not mentally. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Are we being invaded by space aliens? Interesting. When that question was asked of Karine Jean-Pierre, there was laughter from the gallery in the press room. When we ask, well, what was it that we keep shooting out of the sky? They don't really have an answer. We know that one of them was from China. It was the Chinese spy balloon. So what are the other ones? Now we're hearing about one that we tried to shoot the first one down over Michigan. Nobody's ever given a good reason why we wasted $500,000 rocket and then we missed. Carrie, how do we miss?
I'm not sure how we miss.
So that happens allegedly over Romulus, Michigan, which is where DTW is, Detroit Metro Airport. How do we miss it? And then we're hearing more and more speculation about, well, we don't really know where it's from. China says, well, these aren't from us. And then other countries are saying, well, we're seeing a bunch of this activity. What's going on? Then we shot something down over Prudhoe Bay, whatever it is, in Canada. Then there was something else in Alaska that we did something, and I don't know. What are they? Well, it turns out they're having hearings and meetings and information sessions with members of Congress. And it's Senator John Kennedy, right? The guy from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So fill me in on what he has to say, because he doesn't make us rest any easier, I don't think.
Yeah, this is from The Blaze. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana divulged details about the series of unidentified flying objects that were shot down over the last week. doing for the American people what President Joe Biden has not yet done. Top government and military officials briefed senators on Tuesday about the UFOs. Although the briefing was classified, senators spoke to media afterward, revealing they were left with more questions than answers. One key theme emerged, though: the American people deserve transparency from the Biden administration. The American people need and deserve to know more, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut said. There's a lot of information presented to us this morning that could be told to the American people without any harm to sources or methods or national security. And the American people need to know more so they'll have more confidence in our national security. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida agreed that 99% of what was discussed in that room today can be made public without compromising security in this country. We learned nothing that I didn't already know as a member of the Intelligence Committee and Armed Services Committee, or for that matter, that one could learn from reading your newspapers, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas explained. That's why I want to stress again, President Biden owes the American people an explanation. Kennedy told reporters after the meeting that it is wrong to believe the recent phenomena are a new occurrence. Many people, intentionally or otherwise, have been given the impression that a couple of weeks ago our skies were clear, and then all of a sudden we have spy balloons and other unidentified flying objects raining down on us like confetti, Kennedy said. That is not accurate. These objects have been flying over us for years, many years, he added. The only difference between previous occurrences and those happening now is that we started shooting them down, Kennedy explained. He said lawmakers remain in the dark as to why the Biden administration waited until now to disclose the UFOs. One reporter asked Kennedy whether this is a wagging of the dog situation, that is, to improve Biden's standing, but the senator declined to speculate. He did, however, make it clear Biden needs to be more transparent. Now that this cow is out of the barn, the president and director of national intelligence needs to address it, he said. And perhaps comically, Kennedy ended his remarks by saying, lock your doors tonight.
Perhaps comically. You know what I mean? So we still don't know what they are. Calling them UFOs is actually appropriate. They're unidentified flying objects. I mean, they might be identified by the government. We have not gotten an identification on who they are, on what they are, or where they're coming from. When asked whether they are from, you know, some extraterrestrial place in the sky, Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't know anything. She says, no, we have no information on that. But the Pentagon spokesman actually was like, well, you know, we're not really at liberty to say what they are. What? So the question becomes, and the idea, I've often said this, I'm not some big UFO guy, but I've often said this, it would be extremely arrogant and I think ignorant to suggest that we're the only life form anywhere in the galaxy. Even beyond the galaxy. I think that would be ignorant. Now, am I suggesting that there are human beings that look like us? No. Am I suggesting that there's, you know, life forms that are more advanced than us? Not really. I just don't know what could be out there. But the idea that we're it is an idea that I reject because we just don't know. If these are from somewhere away from this globe, extraterrestrial, that's what that means, away from this territory, this terrestrial sphere, then we should know. Well, Kennedy's saying lock your doors, and then the reporter alleging that it might be humorous, they don't know. How do they have any idea? So I don't know what this is. So let me just open it up. Sam will open it up. Even to weird conspiracies, I don't care. I just want to know where your mindset is when you're hearing about the Chinese spy balloon, then there were more balloons, and then all sorts of things happened under Trump that nobody on the planet knew about until now. They dialed up the frequency or something they can tell now, in retrospectively, which doesn't make any sense. What do you think is going on? And why so hush-hush? You know, for the senators to say, Biden can certainly come out and give 99% of what we know, and that wouldn't give up any sort of confidentiality, well, then that makes me think it's not space aliens. But what's the other 1%? And why isn't Biden talking about it? And why is he instead talking about 500 charging stations and that Rick Scott bubba dooba dooba doo? We don't even know what he said. So what are your thoughts? What do you think is going on overhead? And is it from somebody else on this planet? Or could it be something extra beyond this planet? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. What do you think is going on with all these unidentified flying objects overhead? Over Alaska. Over Canada. We understand that we knew something was near Hawaii. Might have been the original balloon. We didn't do anything then either. And Carrie, I could always rely on my Christian friends over on Twitter to really take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I always see this coming. When I say it's ignorant or arrogant to think that we're the only life form anywhere ever,
uh-huh.
Fake name, fake account, follower of mine on Twitter says, it is not ignorant to say we're the only life form in the universe. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, it is hearsay or heresy to think so. There is no mention of aliens in the word anywhere. Carrie, does the Bible say there aren't any?
Well, no.
So you're telling me that judgy Christian guy, and by the way, I'm very Christian myself, judgy Christian guy over on Twitter who's afraid to show his face or his name, that guy is just going on the fact that it's not mentioned.
I'm going to assume that, yeah.
And suggesting that it has to be mentioned or else it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm thinking that the Bible is pretty specific about what it's telling us. And of course, I believe what's in the Bible, but it doesn't say anything that's not in here just doesn't exist. It doesn't allege that anything not mentioned wasn't real. And how do you know that these aren't early Christians that figured out how to fly the hell out of here and go somewhere else for a while, and now they're coming back? I'm so over these judgy people, especially those who are so afraid. And by the way, don't respond to me on Twitter. This doofus is going to respond to me now on Twitter and say some crap like, I'll be persecuted if I put my name on it. I'll be fired from my job. Well, then don't go on Twitter if you're so afraid for your job. I write anything I want on Twitter, and I don't worry about getting fired. I don't worry about people seeing my face and my name. I am in the public saying what I believe. Maybe, just maybe, grow a set and do the same. Oh, fake name and fake account. It's heresy. I'm now a heretic because I dared say that we shouldn't be so arrogant to believe that we're the only life form on the in the entire universe. I should be excommunicated by fake name, fake face guy on Twitter, for God's sakes. It's heresy.
Shame on you. Shame because he on
knows,
you.
He knows heresy better than anybody. All right, let me tell you about Eden Pure. Eden Pure does a great job with your thunderstorm air purifier. It uses proven oxy technology that quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and so much more. With over 265,000 already sold, you know it works. Any smell is going to vanish after a few seconds with a thunderstorm being on. Odors like litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. We've got several of these in the house. They leave an incredibly fresh and clean scent, as if a thunderstorm just came through. You're going to love this when you plug it into the wall. And that's what it does. It plugs into the outlet. Doesn't take up any real estate in your house. Doesn't take up a bunch of space. You don't have to change any filters, which can cost you a bunch of money as well. Get on this right now. Save a bunch of money. Start enjoying your home again and get several thunderstorms. In fact, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for your entire home. Get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, kitchen, anywhere you need clean, fresh air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGS. P-A-G-S, save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code P-A-G-S. Shipping is also free. One last mention on social media, all of you keyboard warriors out there. I have so much more respect for people who disagree with me, who show their face and their name. And again, the way that you have rationalized in your head that you can hide behind the keyboard and hide behind anonymity, that doesn't work for me. Be bold. Say what you believe and stand behind it. Put your name, put your face. Again, if you're doing a good job at your job, but you're afraid to get fired because you're taking a stand on something, you're in the wrong job. Get a job that will appreciate you and understand that you're a human being that has some opinions and that your opinions really, really matter to you. Again, fake name, fake face, fake everything. I'm not even going to say what the name of the account is. I'm not going to give you any publicity. But it's just stupid. I mean, it really is. And it bothers me because it's as if we're in... I look at social media, maybe it's because I'm old, Carrie. It could be because I'm old.
It could be, and you are. Extremely.
Right, but I know what year it is. So,
I knew what you were going to say.
What?
That. I just knew it.
I look at social media as if we've all congregated at an auditorium. And we're walking up to each other saying, I don't agree with you on that, and here's why. Then you walk over there and you say, ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. I mean, we're not wearing masks. We're not putting fake name tags on. We're having a discussion. I look at this as an online discussion. And I'm somebody who likes to hash things out. I like to debate. I like to agree. I like to disagree. I like to do all that stuff. What a bunch of wusses. And I'm going to get a bunch of backlash from this. I don't care. What a bunch of wusses. Put your name on there. Say who you are. Show your face. And the reason why I have a government job, that's why I can't. Screw you. Joe Biden's got an account. He's got a government job, too. So does KJP. She's got an account, too. I mean, maybe I'm not getting it. Because the cloaking yourself in anonymity is not because of some threat or some fear that you have. The cloak of anonymity is so you can be as big an ass wagon as you want and not be called out for it. That's why you do it. You know what I'm saying,
Karen? No, I think I do.
All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. What do you think? What are these things that are flying overhead? What do we keep on shooting out of the sky? Is it that we're the only life forms anywhere in the interstellars, if that's anything? Let me know what you think, Kathy. What do you think of Michigan? Hi.
Hi, Joe.
Kathy.
It is so kind of you to take my call.
I love that you called me. What's happening?
I have been a barber for 33 years. I work in the main square in Richland, Michigan, and I see every walk of life. I see liberals. I see, you know, here's the thing. You're so right. You guys are so right. We cannot be divided. And that's what they're doing. And the man in charge is so just, it's so sad. First of all, one point that I would like to make quickly is the thing that makes me so sad is that his wife, Jill, would allow him to be put in that position knowing that this man is incompetent. This man is very sick. Not only that, we had the shootings at Michigan State University, right, as you know.
Uh-huh.
There was one also at Oxford beforehand. And nobody's taken a stand, Joe. But they still want to take our guns away.
Right. Exactly,
you know,
right.
The gun-free thing, the gun-free zones. I mean, talk to me about that.
Kathy, I love you like crazy. You don't even know how much I love you. Go and check out my Rumble video on gun-free zones and what we should be doing. Unfortunately, we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about UFOs. But I appreciate you calling in. Go to my website, joepags.com, and click on Watch, and you'll see my 57 seconds that you can send to anybody. We need to do something to get rid of gun-free zones for sure. Good guys with guns should be there to protect people who are innocent. Terry, less than a minute, but it's all yours. Let's go.
Hey, all I wanted to say, Joe, is that I don't care if these are Chinese or aliens or whatever they are, and I'm not worried about it until somebody tells us what they are. And the problem is that they keep us in the dark, and they don't ever tell us anything. So that's basically all I had to say.
Terry, I got you, and I appreciate that. I agree with you because we've got a commander-in-chief who's not in charge, obviously. He's not at the command. He's not at the helm. And we've got a bunch of people around him. I mean, KJP today, Carrie, you see this? She said he's the best communicator in the White House.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Best communicator, yep. Period. So we've got people who are not going to tell us anything. Hopefully now that we have oversight from the Republicans in the House of Representatives, we'll get something. But without a doubt, they should have come out of that meeting and said, okay, we agree that 90 to 95% can be told to the public and then tell us everything. 888-941-PAGS. Go to joepags.com. Click on Watch. See all the videos that we do. Also, click on the Instagram link and go there, too. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.